It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Happy holidays, Northwest Indiana. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. We're here live in the studio at 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR. Sharon, I see you got your little wet red sweater on. You got your scarf on.
Yep, I am festive and Christmased out.
Are you?
I mean, good, in a good way.
In a good way.
In a good way. Did you see all the traffic that was around South Lake Mall?
I took all the back roads, but our guests today seen the traffic.
Oh, yeah. I know.
It's not pretty.
It's crazy.
Today's the day for GPS, and just, you know, you got to go east, then get off the road and let the GPS take you that way.
Yeah.
That's the best way to go. How's your Christmas shopping?
Oh, good, good. Actually, good? I'm progressing now. I mean, I'm pretty much almost done.
You're like
I'm like 90% done.
Yeah, you're like Congress and everything, you know. You got to wait for the last minute where it's pressure, and then we'll make a deal.
I have to have a little bit of stress in order to do things.
Is that terrible?
That's just the way it is. I don't know.
So today, folks, we have two special guests here from Aberdeen Manor, and we want you to call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577, and you know what? You'll get a chance to get a gift card, and it's the season's coming up. You know, we're in the holiday season.
It's going so fast.
To Dana, tell me what it's called. It's
wedding season?
Bridal shop. The bridal.
Yeah, Affairs to Remember is the
called,
bridal shop.
To yes. Affairs to Remember at the Aberdeen's Manor.
Okay.
And I went in there.
That's awesome.
And you know what? It's something to remember. It's really, really beautiful in there. And that's why we brought these two on to tell us about Aberdeen Manor. And we have Patty, which is the chef of Aberdeen Manor.
Nice to meet you.
And we have Denna, and she is the owner and operator of Aberdeen Manor.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Great.
Oh, ladies doing, I'm sorry.
We are doing well.
Are you doing well? Good. So, you know, again, call in 769-9577 and get a chance to get a couple gift cards, two great gift cards. So, Denna, we were on last week, and we were talking a little bit about wine, and this week we're talking about events where you eventually do drink wine. So
at least you hope you do.
It all goes back to the wine.
That's awesome.
And awesome food, of course.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, you brought some in. We'll talk about that, too. You know, just give us a little brief history about yourself.
About myself the manor?
Well, we'll talk about the manor, but just about yourself.
I've been doing weddings since I was 17 and finally got into it as a regular profession in the early 90s, and we built the manor in 1998, so we've been there about 20 years now.
Wow. Now, what came first, the manor or the houses? Were the houses there at Aberdeen?
Oh, in Aberdeen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When we first built, there were no houses around us.
Really?
It was an open field to the south. We had deer wandering around. Over the years, it's filled in around us, and now we're kind of landlocked.
Yeah, it's beautiful, though. Patty?
Yeah, it's a pretty area.
You give us your full name and your title.
Yeah, my name is Patty Ellis, and I am the head chef at Aberdeen Manor.
And, Patty, why don't you give us a little bit of background about yourself, you know, where you went to school, high school?
I grew up in Valpo, so I went to Valpo High School. I jumped around a lot, attended many branches of Purdue University, never completed any of those, but I learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, through the course of trying to find out what I wanted to be when I grew up, discovered that I was kind of doing it inadvertently and working in kitchens, doing catering, doing like service industry work.
You kind of kind of work into it slowly. Next thing you know, you have kind of a...
More that I just kind of came to accept that that is what I was going to be when I grew up, and I was pretty grown up at that point.
Really? I was trying to be a Toys R Us kid, but...
Yeah, not anymore.
They closed down.
I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do.
Patty got a degree from Ivy Tech.
I did complete a culinary course in Ivy Tech. I had been working in kitchens and doing this anyway, and had a really great opportunity to go and learn a little bit more, and so I did complete the culinary course there.
Now, how many years have you been with the Aberdeens?
almost 14 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's
that
crazy
says something
to say out
to
loud.
She must be a great boss.
They really are. They're really good people to work for.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. Dena, why don't you kind of walk us through the whole Aberdeen Manor ballroom? Just walk us through it, kind of like what people would expect, kind of see.
Well, Aberdeen Manor is kind of the whole package. Mm-hmm. We have ceremony locations, reception locations. We have our bridal shop that sells basically all the things you need other than a dress. We try to cater to weddings. That's kind of what got me into this business in the first place. I was doing independent consulting, and I saw that there was a need for a place that was wedding-friendly because all of the quote-unquote banquet facilities treated weddings like a redheaded stepchild.
They just didn't like doing weddings.
They weren't accommodating. They were inflexible. And I did independently weddings from South Chicago to Michigan. Mm-hmm. And every single place I went, they just treated you so bad. And we just decided to go into this and be on the other side of it and treat these couples like it's their once-in-a-lifetime day. Mm-hmm. And try and make it as special as possible.
Yeah, I'm going to chime in on that. You know, I remember when I was a kid, and we were laughing earlier about some of the halls. They were sterile. They were kind of plain, square blocks, nothing special, pretty much, you know, feed you real quick, you know, nothing friendly about it. And I understand that you had the urge to build this catering facility, but what gave you the urge to build a nice, beautiful chapel,
mm-hmm.
and not going what the hall, and we'll get into the hall looks like and the bridal shop looks like, but what gave you the vision to say, hey, I'm going to build a chapel and then I'm going to do this beautiful hall? And I mean, chapel is like, I understand a hall, mm-hmm. the chapel is like above and beyond.
Well, the hall came first.
Okay.
The ballroom came first, and we built the garden where we do outdoor ceremonies on the south end of the building from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have usually more than 3 or 4 weddings a year get rained out, and we do over 100 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Because we could wait till the very last minute to decide if it was going to be inside or outside. But even those few people, they were always disappointed because mm-hmm. they'd have their wedding on the dance floor or whatever, and it just wasn't the optimum thing that they really wanted. And we also saw a need for a place where couples could go that didn't have a church affiliation, that wanted a church-like atmosphere for their ceremony but didn't necessarily want it to be extremely religious.
Mm-hmm.
And it also was something that would, it was a lot more usable in the winter, because in the winter around here, the weather can be bad, and people didn't want their guests having to travel from a ceremony site to a reception site.
Okay.
So being able to have everything in one place mm-hmm. was a big plus.
You know, and
I'm looking at your website right now. It's beautiful.
I know. Sharon, I went there, and it's got stained glass windows.
Yeah, mm-hmm. real stained glass.
Real stained glass. You know, it's got the pews. It's got the organ. I mean, it could be a church for a religion if it wanted to be.
It's like a sacred place.
Yes. And it has a bell.
Nice.
With a rope coming
with
out,
a rope.
Coming out down the ceiling. That's I was ready to ring it, but I didn't want to, you know, startle.
Didn't want to overstep.
I have to tell you a funny story about the bell.
Uh-huh.
And my husband is going to cream me for doing this. But,
gosh, this is going to be good.
This bell was in my grandma's barn.
Really?
When I was growing up.
Oh, that's neat.
Oh, that's
cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it might have been something to do with the fire department in Iowa, in Cedar Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have confirmation on that, but mm-hmm. that's my suspicion. But anyway, it was in her barn. And then when she moved in to Valparaiso when she got older. It was in her garage there, and it ended up in our garage. And it was in our garage for years. And every single time we'd clean the garage, my husband, Jim, would say, what are we going to do with this old bell?
I was just going to say, that's where the chapel came from. What am I going to do with this bell?
Can't we so the bell take it and get it, you know, salvage it or something?
Donate it to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, the bell came first, and we built a church around it.
That is a great story.
That is really cool.
Yeah. That's sort of like that's the story.
You save it for long enough and you have a
use
for
it. You have a use for it.
Isn't that funny how that is?
And you know, if I'd have thrown it away.
You would have needed a bell.
I would have needed a bell.
Yeah, I sort of have that same story with the logo I have, that somebody drew a caricature of me when 30 years ago.
You're a smart businesswoman.
And I held on to it for a while. And then I opened a restaurant. I'm like, what logo can I use? And then I ended up using the caricature of me that was drawn 30 years ago.
I remember.
That's awesome.
I can, like, close my eyes and see it.
So that, you know, all you pack rats out there, there's a reason why.
Are you going to get an updated caricature or no?
No. That
one looks... with the 30 years
that,
younger.
Yeah, I like it better that way.
Yeah, I would do the same
thing. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
Folks, call on in. 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And get a chance to get a gift card. Well, let's call it a Christmas present from Aberdeen Manors and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. When I went there, like you said, it is basically a one-stop shop. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all configured where everything's kind of within walking distance. It's right across the street from each other, and it seems like there's like a community around it where there's some restaurants and there's things going on in that whole area that I never knew until I turned in at the Family Express right off of Route 2 and went in and visited Patty and things like that. I mean, it's really a cool place. I encourage everyone to go there and look at it. You have times where you can go and just talk to someone? Are there open hours?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And what are those hours?
Well, we're open for appointments on Tuesday and Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then on Thursdays, we're open noon to 8. And Friday and Saturday, noon to 5.
Okay. Now, you do catering 7 days a week?
We will.
You will?
We have.
Now what was interesting was when I was there is I was asking about New Year's Eve. And someone's told me that you guys almost do a wedding every New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it's really unusual to spend that evening at home.
Yeah.
Almost every New Year's Eve, it doesn't matter what day of the week, somebody wants to do a New Year's Eve reception.
See,
that's cool.
Yeah. Sure, I mean,
it's like a twofer.
Yeah.
How long did you say you've been there?
Oh, at nearly 14 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
And how many weddings did you say you do in about a year?
Over 100.
Over 100 weddings.
Well,
easily.
That's great.
Yeah, so we've probably done over 2,000.
Now, do you ever do an outside event at the same time you're doing something inside, or is this that wedding party or that party is strictly
for the day?
If you mean outdoors and indoors, no,
it's just one.
When you rent the facility, you have rent access to the whole place, and it's just your guests.
And that way, weather-wise, it turns bad or something, they know they have the chapel as a backup.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing was that it just always seemed like a wedding was too important of an event to share it with another bowling banquet or class reunion on the other side of the wall.
Okay.
And you always have dueling DJs.
Right.
Where you've got one on one side and one on the other, and they keep cranking it
they do.
To try and overcome.
Mm-hmm. Now, how early should a wedding party start? Think about RSVPing to get the hall and things like that, the chapel.
A couple to book the?
Yeah, to book everything. What are you kind of looking for?
A lot of it depends on how set they are, mm-hmm. on what day they want.
Mm-hmm.
If they're flexible,
within weeks.
Right.
Sure.
For a shotgun wedding.
Hey, if you're good on a Tuesday, we're there.
If you think about it, the middle of winter, February and January, aren't as popular as, say, midsummer or fall weddings.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't necessarily have to plan ahead as far if you're interested in something in February.
September.
There's
October.
A lot more flexibility, but you're going to probably battle it out with people to get a beautiful fall foliage, outdoor wedding that's going to be a lot more popular, and you're going to have to plan farther ahead.
So,
do you guys ever have any non-traditional weddings?
Yeah.
Okay. Like what's some things that would stand out in your mind that you've had? Have you got any stories?
The superhero one. Okay. Do you remember the superhero?
We had one where the wedding party wore superhero different shirts.
I don't remember if that's the same group, but I know I remember walking into the banquet room, and rather than the tables set up, we had big long tables. Everybody was sitting at, there's like four long tables running through the room, and they were each table was decorated with a superhero theme.
With a color. They had like it was a sort green of medieval and a red
times, kind
and
of, and it was sort of superhero mesh. It was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. That is very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
People can tailor it to whatever they want. I mean, we've had bowling themes. We've had, tropical vacation themes. We've had a lot of different stuff.
Were any hot air balloons on site?
No. Not a hot air balloon. We've had... People want to do those little paper lanterns that you heat and
right,
release.
Yes. Yeah,
we almost fried a bride with one of those.
Yeah, I'm real skeptical. I know people have been using them for years.
She was running from it.
Just fun,
they're
fun pictures.
They're kind of scary.
So what's more popular season for weddings? Is it that's the June and that time
or
really
when we
fall?
First started it was June, but I feel like it's shifted to fall. September and October.
And I think you're right because I've been talking, one of our girls is going to get married next year, and I'm like, when are you going to get married? Oh, September. Mm-hmm. You know, and it used to always be like June.
Right. Midsummer
yeah.
was the big.
But now the fall weddings are becoming very popular.
Oh, yeah. Is it because it's so hot out in the summer?
Could be. It's pretty.
It can be hot. It can be cold. Yeah. You just never know. But you have less bugs in the fall. Mm-hmm. You have a better chance of having no rain because October has...
Yeah.
The least amount of rain of any month of the year.
Oh, and the trees are
pretty. The trees are pretty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know, the weather's usually kind of moderate. It's not blasting hot or. Mm-hmm.
I've talked to a lot of people that fall is like their ultimate favorite season. That it's like if fall is really making a comeback. Yeah.
Things shift. Yeah. People.
Yeah.
Popular things shift, and I think that's changed.
Yeah, it is cyclical. I found that too. Yeah. Definitely.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. Call in and talk to Denna or Patty from Aberdeen Manors, and they have a Christmas gift card for you from their bridal shop, which I thought was really, really, it was beautiful. How many seats does your chapel seat?
We can seat about 280.
Wow.
We can seat up to about 300 in the ballroom.
Really?
Yeah, so it would have been.
And you have a dance
silly,
floor there?
Small.
Mm-hmm. And you DJ could fit in there or a band?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Now, do you have a bar in there?
We have
you
two.
Have two bars in there.
Mm-hmm. One on either side so that everybody can. I hate lines.
So, you know, we've been talking about weddings and things like that, but you do other things. Don't you do other kind of events inside of that?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What other things do? You do business meetings?
Charity functions, we do chamber events, we do a lot of events for the university.
We've done birthday parties,
bar mitzvahs, anniversaries. We've done several 50th anniversaries.
I'm not sure if we've done a bar mitzvah, but we would.
Oh, we have.
Mm-hmm. Have we?
We did all of the bar mitzvahs in Valparaiso one year.
Oh, wow.
Two of them.
That's it, two?
Well, it's not a big temple.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess if you have a large, but...
Yeah, they had two bar mitzvahs that year, and we did both of them.
Did you ever see that movie, The Wedding Singer?
Oh, yeah.
Love that movie.
That's a great movie. It's one of my favorite movies.
So when you got a bridal party or any kind of party coming in, are they able to come and get, samples, or can they set up a time for tasting and things like that? Do you do that?
Yeah, we've set up three days now during the year, spread out, where we do a big tasting party.
And you just had one, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, we did that in November. Mm-hmm. One of the things, Thanksgiving weekend.
Thanksgiving weekend.
We do one. You know, the people in the shop go through and invite everybody who's got a wedding coming up within a certain amount of time. And in the kitchen, we do our best to make a little bit of everything, and we set up buffet tables all around the ballroom and try to give everybody a sample of everything, because we don't have a restaurant that they can come in and try the food. Mm-hmm. And this gives them an opportunity to come in and try and compare, you know, all of the different chickens we make, or come check out some of the appetizers.
Well, I was just
in there. It's got to be a lot of work.
I was just in there the other day, and what event were you getting together on Wednesday?
That was our party. We have an open house every year.
Yeah.
And invite community leaders and friends and family and employees, and we usually have 250, 275.
Sharon, oh, wow. if you would have went in there, you would have, it was just like eye candy. The place was just, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, lights underneath the table that make the skirts on the tables glow.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, the things they hung from the ceiling. I mean, it was like Candyland in there.
So when do you have this open house?
Oh, in December, usually.
A couple days ago.
Oh, okay. I'm getting on that invite list.
I got there just in time. And really, at that open house, you gave out some samples, mm-hmm. and you brought some of them in here, didn't
yeah.
you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's talk about them real quick. And we just had the crew of the station come in here and pretty much wipe it out. So
that's
we'll
awesome.
Act like it's a full buffet.
Look at how beautiful.
Look at that beautiful buffet.
Totally not picked over
at
all.
They came and they snarfed it right up.
Folks,
you know?
Folks there's probably... four potato wedges, that's a little good. Bit of salmon, but it was all good. So let's kind of
coconut shrimp was awesome.
Okay, yeah, let's go through. So what'd you bring us?
I brought you a couple of appetizers. I brought coconut shrimp, and that's something that we like to buy the shrimp and bread it ourselves. Mm-hmm. We just kind of prefer doing it rather than a pre-made product. Coconut shrimp, we brought a Thai chicken salad, and this is something that shows up on our menu in a couple of incarnations, but this was... made to be a buffet dish, so we've got it on some rice noodles. It's a real savory peanut sauce. It's a little spicy. There's some veggies
I like spicy.
In there.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a little crunch. We have some herb roasted red potatoes, which
very
are
good.
Very basic but delicious, and everybody mm-hmm. loves them. And we
the
have
good.
The absolute pinnacle of deliciousness, which is the three cheese salmon.
Mm. And what three cheeses? Can you tell
it's
us?
It's got. I'll tell you. It's
okay,
got
thanks.
Feta cheese and
Whoppa, my favorite.
Parmesan and cream cheese and some spices and green onions. And it's just fantastic. And we brought some gingerbread cupcakes and some cranberry and pistachio cookies for dessert.
And, you know, the cupcake was the most interesting to me mm-hmm. because being, I guess I'm not that swift on cranberries, I thought the seeds of the cranberries were larger because I've never
no,
opened them
almost
up.
They're almost... empty inside. There's almost nothing to them.
Because I make cranberry relish, and I always grind, and you hear it grinding, and I'm mm-hmm. like, yeah, we're going to grind up all the seeds and stuff like that. But you made something, I don't know if you want to tell people how to do it, but there's a thing called taste experience in food. I mean, you want a taste experience. You want a crunch, mm-hmm. okay? You want something soft. That's how people eat. You can't have your whole plate being soft items or your whole plate being crunchy items. You want different. And this, when you eat the cupcake's soft, mm-hmm. and the frosting is nice and sweet.
It's very
and then
creamy.
You exactly. Mm-hmm. And then you pop into this cranberry that I was worried I was going to break my tooth, but it was nothing like that. It was something like a piece
it's
of candy.
Delicious it's like and tart and crunchy and surprising, which. Maybe out loud doesn't sound great on a cupcake, but trust me, it is.
You know, and Patty said that to
sounds
me.
Sounds good.
Because I was ready just to eat the cupcake, and what does she say?
I made him eat his cranberries.
Yeah, she said.
They're very high in vitamin C.
Yeah, and she said, you know, put it all together and try it. And I was pleasantly surprised. So, you know what, folks?
And
listen,
he was
this
very
is,
good, and he didn't even argue. It's like totally ate them.
Oh, wow. That's good. It's like a variegated consistency.
What a good boy.
Thank you. So tell everyone how to kind of do that, if you don't mind.
Oh, no. I'll be honest. I had never done it before. We looked it up online. I knew it was a thing, but you just make simple syrup, which is water and sugar, cook mm-hmm. it down till it's sticky and thick. We washed off some fresh cranberries, rolled them in the simple syrup, took them out and let them dry until they were gross and tacky feeling,
mm-hmm.
and then rolled them in sugar. So the sugar stuck. And literally, it's nothing but sugar on top of a raw cranberry.
Now, do you cook the cranberry a little bit in that simple? None.
Nope. No, we actually cooled off the simple syrup so that it wouldn't cause the cranberries to cook. Because you don't want to pull the juice out of them.
Right.
You don't want, because otherwise they're going to be wet and they're not going to get that nice crystalline.
Did you try yours, Sharon? There's one
I
right
have
there.
Not.
Throw that
I
in your mouth.
Your cranberry is still over.
And while
there.
You're trying that, I want people to call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577. Oh, yeah, you can hear Sharon crunching away. And get a chance to get a Christmas gift card from Aberdeen Manor and one from Chef Nick's Eatery. So there's two gift cards. How'd you like that?
I loved it. That's amazing. It did have a crunch. It was kind of sweet on the outside, sour on the inside.
Yeah.
I love it. And I could eat a whole bowl of those things. It's really good.
And we did.
You know what?
Oh, it's delicious.
I
won't lie.
I told Patty I was going
to. Nice job.
My whole restaurant's going to have those cranberries in it someday. I'm going to try. I'm going to figure something out.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm stealing it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Good? Yeah. That is good.
That's
and the
good.
And the cookie is a pistachio?
Yeah, it's well, we just kind of went with like a chocolate chip cookie dough base, and we added white chocolate and dried cranberries and pistachio.
Now, when you go to your the catering hall and they sit down, do you sit down with them, or do you have a catering a wedding coordinator do the whole menu planning and things like
that?
We
have three wedding coordinators.
Wow.
And they are not just banquet managers. Mm-hmm. They work with the couples from the day they book on through and are there when they arrive until they leave. So it's someone that's there for them to talk with, to ask questions, to help them plan, to share their experiences with them. And it really helps because most people haven't planned a wedding before.
Oh, no.
And you usually, keep them calm.
And you're usually in your 20s and you're used to McDonald's.
And it's a very personal thing. And that way there's a familiar face. There's a friendship that kind of gets built up between people.
Now, do you sit out there with them ever, Pam?
I have. Not every time.
Yeah,
but sometimes people have special requests, or more often lately we have so many allergies that we're working with. So there have been times where I've gone out and met with the couples with their consultant, just so that in the back we can get our ducks in a row and figure out how to take care of people the best way.
The next area I want to talk to is the area that really kind of surprised me. Yeah, from the road I see this chapel, and I know there's a hall there, but I did not realize you had like a bridal boutique, a bridal shop. And in this bridal shop, you can get tux rental, you can get jewelry, you can get invitations made, you can get your event planners there to help you out. Now, how about things like flowers?
We don't do the flowers.
And you don't do
and
the
we don't do the cakes.
But, or the gowns.
Yeah. Or the gowns.
But you do something that do help the people. You guide them in a way.
Well, we have what we call our favorites list that we give them that has our best recommendations of people for pretty much all the services they might need for the wedding. And the neat thing about them using people off that list is that they have a lot of clout. It's not just them. It's that the people that they're hiring want to stay on that list, and so they have the clout of everybody who's used them at the manor.
Now, you approve that list, and you also, if you feel like someone's not doing a good job or representing you correctly,
they're gone.
And you know what? Denna is a tough cookie.
Yes, I am.
She's already threatened to slug me three times since I've met her since last week.
I bet she only had to give you a look.
I know. I'm just kidding. She's a sweetheart.
but still tough.
A tough lady. Yeah.
That's what you want. Sure. You know what, though? You, in this business, I mean, you got to be soft tough. You got to be soft tough. You can't be tough tough.
No.
You got to be soft tough. You know, you got to, you can't just come out like you're working in the steel mill and just tell people, you know, it's not like that. You know, you're dealing with people, employees, they all have families, and you got to be soft tough, but you got to be tough. And Amy, are you there?
I am.
You're from my old hometown, West Lafayette, when I went to college there for 3.5 years.
Oh, so did I.
Did you?
Great
place. Lot of memories. And you have a question for you know this person?
For Patty.
Yeah, oh,
for Patty.
Sure we do. Hi, Amy.
She's former bride.
I was just making
you're a former bride.
Lasagna, and I got to thinking that you might want to tell me about the options for people who have special dietary needs.
We have so many options available, starting with brainstorming to coming up with ideas to work around special dietary needs. And we handle allergies and special requests almost every single event. We can tailor it to the individual if necessary, but we've got a few standards that we like to fall back on because they're just good and reliable. We have gluten-free rolls that we will make there.
Wow, you make them from scratch?
We do.
Wow.
We have one recipe that has really turned out to be a favorite among everybody. My kids will fight for them, and they can eat anything they want. We do some great veggie lasagna. We've even learned to do a vegan lasagna. We've worked around gluten issues. All of the big allergy issues we can work around, and we try to anticipate as well. A lot of times people will tell us when they have guests coming with allergies, but there's, especially with a group of 200 people, you know somebody's going to bring a date, and nobody knew that they were vegan. And it happens all the time. So as we're going through their menus, we will also try to anticipate, like, oh, I see they didn't order anything for a dairy-free person. Maybe we'll just keep a little of something aside and not put, like, not put butter on the vegetables or something like that. Just trying to troubleshoot.
Now, Amy, you've had your event there, haven't you?
Yes, I got married there in 2001.
And how was your experience?
It was wonderful. Everything was beautiful. I've been back for several weddings because I grew up in Valpo, and I couldn't have been happier. Everything. And what's interesting is my brother and my sister also got married there. And all three of our weddings, we took pictures, of course, and they're all completely different. And you can't see, unless you really look, that they're in the same venue because the color schemes were different, the decorations were different, and so it really is nice to be able to have your wedding somewhere where someone else has had their wedding that you know that you're not going to have identical pictures.
So, Amy, what you're talking about is, like, tablecloths can be different, chair yes. covers could be different, centerpieces,
flowers. And the lights, they do all sorts of cool light stuff now that they didn't do when I got married. Yeah, you can really customize it and make it look completely different from the last wedding you went to there.
That sounds great. And yeah. Cool. That was my experience. It was a very good experience. Yeah. And I didn't even get married.
Well, maybe next time.
No, don't say that. There is no next
time. You know, you're going to renew your vows.
That's I can hear that.
That's when we'll do it.
Well, Amy, what we're going to do is we're going to send you a gift card to the Aberdeen Manor from the bridal shop. And okay. One to Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Oh, we're back.
Yeah,
we're
you're back not supposed to talk yet. There, I know. I'm only kidding.
You know what? That's how it is when you cook. I cook fast. I talk too soon.
You talk fast. You cook fast. You're Greek.
Yeah.
You know?
I flamed the saganaki fast, too.
I'm still waiting to see this.
Today we had the saganaki syndrome at the restaurant. I probably did like five of them in a row. Once one person sees it, they all want to see it.
I love saganaki. Love it.
Sharon, you got a question?
So, yeah, I did have a question for you guys. Denna and Patty, have you ever had a gay wedding at your establishment at Aberdeen Manor?
Oh, yeah. We've had several.
Okay. Very cool.
We had one in particular that was really fun because they used a very low-key color scheme. It was gray and black. Mm-hmm. It was two men, mm-hmm. and they had the gray and the black and white. And
very formal, very subdued.
Yeah, somber. And then they threw in these touches of rainbow colors, the attendants all wore. Each one had a different color of the rainbow.
Oh, on their tuxes?
Well, the ladies, and uh-huh. they had three girls and three fellas uh-huh. that stood up with them, and they each had a different color.
That's
and
cool.
I remember saying to him at the time, they are going to stand in spectral order, right?
Right, right.
Otherwise, we're going to have a problem.
And they had this beautiful cake mm-hmm. From Designer Desserts that was white with, because the one gentleman was a clockmaker, and they had clock gears just like
clockmaker
flying into the cake out of the cake.
Oh,
but when they cut the cake, it had layers in it, and the layers were all colored in spectral colors.
Oh, cool!
Our servers all wore rainbow colored ties.
Oh, that's nice.
And even the bartenders. Yeah, the bartenders even got into it. They put all their UV vodka mm-hmm. that comes in colors. And they had it all in spectral order on the back bar.
Oh, mm-hmm. That is very cool.
That is very cool.
It was super fun. We really enjoyed it.
That would be very visual. You could put pictures on your
mm-hmm.
website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what's cool about that? It's that personal touch mm-hmm. where when you go to these big places, they have three or four or five halls in one. I've seen them out east, too.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have five halls. And you go to each event, and they're all playing the same disc, the same song. The DJs are all doing the same. Yeah. And then next thing you know, you go in and they have these like games, and they're all doing the same game.
Yeah.
And they're all throwing the thing at the same time.
There's a formula that gets followed a lot.
But all five halls were running like sequencing the same thing, the same pattern. It's like, man, this is not unique at all.
Yeah.
But what you guys have is something that's unique.
It is. And that's what the caller mentioned, that it's very adaptable. Like the building is built to be beautiful in the background of photos, but it's not designed to stand out. When you look at the photos, you're not going to first notice the architecture or the building. It's designed to kind of showcase people's vision for what they want their event to be.
Well, like I said before, the going there looks so beautiful. I mean, the website looks nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really looks good. But when you go there, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, when you see it.
You know, when you see it.
Especially when they get all of the pin spots and all of the beautiful lighting.
Yeah, like what you're saying, though, that the main thing is that the people, their event, it's about them.
Right.
And the rest is in the background.
Yeah,
the foreground.
It's a really beautiful place, but it's not designed to stand out and take any attention away from the event that's being executed there.
And you know what? You guys are involved. You guys are hands-on. So your employees are hands-on because you're hands-on, and they're more involved. They care more. You go to some of these halls up and down US 30 and stuff, it's very sterile.
Well, when you talk about the wedding planner and how they're with you from the beginning to the end, I was thinking about what it would be like, you know, to have that kind of event and be getting married and how, you know, nervous that would be.
It's a lot of
work. and having everybody that you know in the same place at the same time.
It's a
happy
work.
Occasion, but it's a lot of work. It's like overstimulating.
Well, you want to hear a story? When I planned my wedding, okay, I'm Greek, of course, and I wanted a Greek salad. The caterer acted like they didn't know what a Greek salad was, so I had to explain it to them, and then I had to go buy the feta and the olives and bring them in so they can put it on our salads.
At least they allowed you to do that.
Yeah. But they weren't going to do anything. I'm sure if they came to you and they said, I wanted something, you would adjust to it. Like at my restaurant, we adjust to it.
Yeah. We'd get real excited because we'd get to get out the feta.
You do something different.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's kind of about. You know, where you go, I'm telling you, you go up and down these big halls and it is every server's in black and white. You know, every server might have a glove on. Every server has no expression on their face, and they just want to feed you and get out. Mm-hmm. And that's not how it is at Aberdeen Manor.
Awesome.
Not at all. 769-9577, 769-9577. Can you rent the church and not the hall,
yes.
or the hall and not the church?
Absolutely.
Yes.
You get that? You'd get people that just come in and just get married and go somewhere else? Mm-hmm. You know,
a lot of times because we're already booked for the reception that night.
Mm-hmm.
If we do a ceremony only, it's usually in a 12:30 to 3 sort of time block earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're wanting to get married on a certain day and we're already booked on that evening, they might have their reception elsewhere and have their ceremony with us.
Patty, how would you describe your style of food? I mean, what genre are you more into? What do you think? What are you really good at? I'm good at making P&J. But
yeah, I don't know what
she's good at everything.
I mean,
I like to play with a lot of things.
What's your catering menu? If somebody walked up, what would they kind of some of the choices they would get off the bat without giving you saying they want something
with
mahi mahi or something like that?
Yeah, I feel like when people are ordering food for 200 of their friends and family, they tend to stick a little more like middle of the road. We do a lot of chicken. You know, we have lots of different flavors of chicken. We have we have grilled chickens and we have breaded chickens and we do a lot of chicken. We do a lot of pork. We have some nice brined pork tenderloin that we'll do. We have a cherry chutney pork that I'm really fond of. I like all of the more bold flavors. And so I get really excited when people order something like that. It's a little different.
So you kind of like when people want something a little different than what you usually do.
I do. I like our food. And, you know, it's hard to make the same types of food for a long time and still be excited about it. So I do get really excited when people want to try something different and they want to change something. But at the same time, when we're looking at our kind of standards that we make time and time again, I like to focus on troubleshooting and just trying to improve the dish and improve its presentation and improve the quality of it when people get it on their plate.
So when you get a suggestion, you're trying to even go better than what their suggestion is.
Yeah.
Because you probably research it a little bit.
Yeah. The first thing I do is look at the food and try to break it down and figure out during my prep time, what am I going to do? And during the event, like, we're going to take the dish to this point of completion and finish it at this point before we send it out, just to try to give people, like, the best quality and, you know, the freshest food we can while still making it for a large group and serving it to them as quickly as possible.
Now, have you ever done anything, what's the most wildest thing you ever did? Like, have you ever roasted a whole hog? Or
I've often wondered how that was. How do you know when to, how far to take it to completion?
A lot of trial and error.
Okay, yeah.
And learning from other people's mistakes before you make them yourself, it's really valuable.
And when people order different things, it gives you a chance to expand your wings and do something different.
And a lot of times we'll do test run on things just to try to feel more confident about them. You know, I'm trying to think of, like, the strangest, most unusual thing we've done there. And
we did Saganaki for 200.
Wow.
No way. Really. You didn't burn the place down?
It wasn't easy.
Look at Pat, awesome. Patty's already, like, shaking her head.
Yeah,
no
that
way.
That was a long time ago. I did not have as much practice as I do now. See, that's something I would troubleshoot and handle completely differently. We did have a goat in the cooler. We did, like, a curried goat dish one time that was kind of fun. Everybody hated it, but I mean, well, no. Let me just clarify.
Like,
they hated the fact that the goat was there.
Yeah,
the food was delicious.
But you don't want to look at a goat in your cooler.
No.
Yeah. When I was a kid during Easter time in Downingary, in the pantry, my grandparents used to actually get a whole lamb, and it'd be sitting there. And this is back in the 60s. They'd be sitting there, you know, eyeballs looking at you, teeth, they'd cook up the whole lamb. That's how it was.
That's,
you know what?
The sort of goat we had.
I was sitting in an Indian restaurant on Devon in Chicago, and I saw a truck pull up across the street at a grocery store, and he was taking out whole goats.
Up over the shoulder.
And throwing them in a shopping cart, you know, doom, boom, boom, boom. And I was just watching this, you know, and I just moved from Vegas and never saw anything like this before. So I was like, whoa.
Close to the soil, are you?
I think they looked like they were frozen, but one looked like it, like, tumbled out of the shopping cart onto the cement. Picked it back up and threw it in there. I'm like, okay. You know, but that was really cool.
Now, you do off-premise catering?
We do.
Do you actually go to other halls, or you just would just drop off, or you do any kind of...
We've gone to parks. We've gone to people's private homes. We've gone to Anderson's Winery. We've done various, like, offices and, you know, business meetings, that kind of thing. We've done things at Ivy Tech.
Well, that's good.
If it's something that we can do, we absolutely will.
Okay.
Have you ever cooked for anybody famous? Do you know?
Not that I know of.
I cook for Curly from the Harlem Globetrotters.
Cool.
And Kenny Rogers.
Okay. Yeah.
Kenny, I think, Rogers. I sold John Goodman vitamins one time, but I didn't make him a sandwich.
That's cool. That's cool. I've seen him once.
Then you do have another interest, another business, maybe another hobby.
Hobbies.
Yeah. What is that that you have? And well, we talked about it last week. But
right, yeah.
We just
bought Anderson's Winery in March with the intent of building another facility there for weddings. And
so another banquet facility.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be
have
more of a Napa Valley wine country themed.
I see. Would more like tapestries and things like that, you're thinking? Or
I don't know. We haven't quite gotten to – we got to get the building. Then we'll worry about
what is your timeline? What do you guys what's coming up in the near future for you, do you know?
We're hoping to break ground in the spring sometime.
Nice.
And it's probably going to be a 9 to 12 month process. But it's going to be nice.
When, do you have any idea when you're going to open it?
Probably not till 2020.
Okay. That goes fast.
It goes fast.
It does.
It goes fast.
It's a lot of work, and it is a lot of work. Folks, we got about 10 minutes left. We've already zipped through this show. So call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577 and get a gift card from Aberdeen Manor and also Chef Nick's Eatery. So we've been talking about wedding planning and parties and catering and the church hall. When you got these bridal couples coming up to you, are there, like, maybe some pointers you want to shoot at them before they maybe even sit down with you?
Be flexible about your date.
Okay.
Because
never thought about that.
A lot of times, unless you're starting a couple years ahead, you might not be able to get the day that you have decided on if you just pick a day in advance. It's always easier to find out what's available and then choose that day, because it's going to be your anniversary either way, you know.
Patty, how about on the food side?
Remember to count yourself.
Yeah, remember to count yourself in when you're ordering dinner.
Couples always forget themselves.
That's
wow, you know, they're going through their list trying to figure out where those two people are that are missing in their count, and then it's them.
That's so funny.
And honestly, from the food, I would say if you've got people with allergies, I mean, because that's my day every day, is trying to work around that, and that's super important.
Now, do you do different styles? Do you do family style? Do you do different ways of, or is it one, the service, plate service?
We'll mostly just do a plated meal to the table, to the individual. There's different types of meetings, and we've done like buffets for business meetings and things like that. For weddings, we really prefer to do a plated meal service. It's fast and it's more personal. You know, people don't have to work as hard to get their meal. It's just brought to them.
And they get an orchid on their plate.
And they get a pretty flower that they can chew on or stick in their hair, whatever.
So what's
some
one
are
of
very
your,
tasty.
What's one of your best memories of some of the catering that you did? What wedding? Is there any really one that stood out that, like, you know, I know the picture online
so
was
many.
Beautiful when you see the couple
there are
standing
there.
We've had such a wonderful bunch of couples over the years. It's really been fun to get to know them, and that's what's really nice about the way that we do weddings, where we're working with them from beginning to end, because we really get a chance to develop a relationship with them. And we still get Christmas cards from couples.
Really?
That's nice.
We have a couple of them.
Well, you guys are very personable.
2001
so.
That we still get cards.
Do you really?
From.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of families that you have multiple people in the same family that have come there. So they've gotten to know each other, not just through one wedding, but through the course of, you know, somebody's group of children growing up and getting married and moving on with their lives. And my own family, I was married there, and my husband's brother and sister were both married there.
Wow.
Two separate weddings.
Yeah. Okay. I tell you, you know, my wife, when we went there, after we came away from that, we're like, man, you know, but we've been together for 30-something years. We're like, man, you know, if we'd have known this place.
Where did you get married?
Wicker Park. Over
Hammond.
At Hammond over there.
Hammond,
yeah, back 20-something years ago, that was like, you know, really nice. Yeah. But your place is a lot nicer.
Yeah.
Now we can't knock other places.
No, but I can. Do you have any weird things happen? Like the bride didn't show up, or have you ever had anything?
The one
like
that had the dress failure.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
What happened
you
there?
Denna had to take a sewing kit to her hotel room and help her fix her dress.
Yeah, she blew the strap out on her gown.
Oh, no.
And
we were waiting and waiting for the wedding to begin and couldn't figure out why we didn't.
See, now
I've sewn a lot of people into their dresses.
Yeah.
Over
really?
The
that's
years.
Nice. Because,
yeah,
you know what?
Blow out a zipper.
She's thank goodness she knows how to sew.
See, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, she can take red wine out of a wedding dress. I had red wine on my wedding dress, and in 10 minutes she had it fixed up. There's no spot there.
Was it lighter fluid you use? No, my dad did that. My
magic,
dad's a tailor.
I think.
That's what he did
and
for
he
some.
Used lighter fluid?
Yeah, and it came right out.
Yeah, it works on a lot of things.
See, you know that.
Yeah, I have no idea, but
lighter fluid?
Because I was distracted
like goof
at the
off
time.
Is
yeah,
the same sort of.
It kind of worked. I remember that some bride had it, and they went right to him, Lucas the tailor, and he took care of it.
I think the hardest thing I ever got out was the pollen from
those
lilies.
Flowers.
Mm-hmm. You know how lilies have those
little pollen stems?
And they get that orange pollen.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to open up through the day when it's warm.
Right.
This gal, before the ceremony, she had her bouquet and they were doing pictures, and she touched her dress with that bouquet and had that orange pollen on her gown.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, boy. So I called my favorite florist, and I said, what do I do? And he said, take a piece of tape and wrap it around your fingers backwards and just gently pat Don't rub. Just gently pat. Like,
don't rub.
And it took it right out. It was amazing.
These are the services you receive.
That is an excellent. I was going to ask. I didn't want to go negative, but about bridezillas, you know, I mean, there's.
We don't really have many.
That's good.
Yeah, our clientele is.
Tamed.
Tamed, yeah. Well, they're a little older.
Yeah.
Most of our couples are in the 25 to 35 bracket.
Uh-huh.
And they've gotten to an age where they realize that it's as much about making the day special for their guests as it is making it special for them. Mm-hmm. So they're really very easy to work with. It's the moms that can be moms more so than the brides.
Yeah. And you know, Sharon, they have such a special touch. There's nowhere you're going to go and get a catering job. You have a problem with their dress, they're going to sew it or help you get pollen off of you or anything like that. And they do have a special touch there.
Oh, yeah.
It is
it's
very, personal. Very beautiful. I can't even describe it enough, to be honest with you. It's that beautiful.
Yeah.
And my wife walked away thinking the same thing, how
nice,
quaint the place was. It almost feels like you're on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. I've been in New Hampshire at a wedding that looked like that steeple, and it was like, I felt like if there was some snow, I would have felt like I was on the East Coast. Now we're down to our last 3 minutes. So Dana, why don't you give everyone sort of like the website, Facebook, maybe a phone number of the Aberdeen Manor.
Okay, well, the Manor's website is aberdeenmanor.com, very easy. Same thing for our Facebook page, it's Aberdeen Manor Ballroom Chapel Garden, I believe. Our phone number is 219-465-7130, and you're welcome to call for an appointment or stop in on our Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Anything you have to say before we leave to anyone?
Just it's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed doing this.
I've seen, you know what, by visiting with you the last few weeks, I've seen a lot of really nice things.
Thanks so much for coming out around the holidays, too.
Tasty items. Patty, you have anything to say?
No, one thought, it occurred to me a couple of times, and I just never had a chance to break in and say it. Coming here is a really wonderful way to do an event like this, because when you look around, you could do any of these things by yourself, but when you come here, you don't have to. And
right.
You spend all of that time attending your party, visiting with your guests, and we have a staff that can decorate the room. We have a staff that can follow your instructions and put centerpieces where you want them. We have a staff that can make the meal that you like, and it will free you up to actually experience your day rather than looking at the pictures and later on wishing that you had been in more of them.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
That is well put.
That's a good way of tying it up there. Well, I want to thank both of you ladies for joining us here on the radio on 89.1 FM. And I encourage everyone to visit Aberdeen Manor and check out, for a wedding, for any kind of party, anything like that. I mean, it's a really beautiful place. And you know what? They work with you. So
absolutely.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
And both of you, very Merry Christmas. I want to thank the callers out there.
You're going to be on next week, right?
I'm going to be on next week with Triangle Liquors out of Valparaiso.
Okay.
We're going to drink some heavy liquor before the New Year's Eve.
That'll be fun.
We're going to have Lucas on. He's going to help us out. I want to tell everyone that, you know, we've been doing this for over a year. But for the last year, we've had 250 callers, basically.
Nice.
And between me and our guests, we've given out about $4,500 worth of gift cards.
Cool.
Wow.
So I want to thank everyone out there for listening, and I want to thank everyone out there for calling in, and I want to wish everyone a merry and happy Christmas and happy holidays, and I want to wish you, Sharon, a merry Christmas, and I want to wish Northwest Indiana a merry Christmas, and we're going to see everyone next week, right?
That's right. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you, Sharon.
This is 89.1 Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR-FM, Lowell.
Ciao.